because of operating difficulties, there has been a delay in the start of the Nelson Eddy Show, starring Nelson Eddy. We expect to present this program shortly. Difficulties have been cleared. We take you now to Hollywood for the Nelson Eddy program.
An angel I married, to heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard, I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. There's been a change in me. I have a lovely disposition that's very strange in me. And life's as sweet as it can be. I've lots of courage and ambition. From every care my mind is free. So I repeat with your permission, there's been a change in me.
Have you heard?
I married an angel.
I am sure this angel
be awfully good for me. Have you heard? An angel I married. To heaven she's carried this
fellow with a kiss.
She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard, I married an angel. I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me.
Was from the picture of the same name, I Married an Angel. And here is the angel in person, Jeanette MacDonald. Jeanette, you're looking lovelier than ever.
Well, how can I help it, Nelson, after all those nice things you've been saying about me?
Well, you sort of inspire all those nice things.
Same old Nelson. That's the way you used to talk in all our pictures.
I know, but we're not making a picture now.
Oh, then you really mean what you're saying.
Why not? We're still pals, aren't we?
Oh, certainly. We've always been pals.
Still friends, aren't we?
Well, of course, we've always been good friends.
Still sweethearts, aren't we?
Oh, now, just a second, Nelson.
Well, we were in all our pictures.
Oh, I know, but we're not making a picture now.
I sort of hoped we might get into character for our first duet.
Well, in that case, the answer is yes.
Stepping into the roles they played in Sweethearts, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy relive the romantic moments awakened by the Sweetheart Waltz.
Sweetheart, we'll live on love alone. We'll find a paradise somewhere.
MacDonald and Nelson Eddy, Naughty Marietta was a tremendous success on the screen a few years ago, and again today it's returned to picture houses throughout the country. Here now is music we'll all recognize as Robert Armbrust and the orchestra play Dream Melody Intermezzo from Naughty Marietta.
Beautifully played, Bob. A deep bow to you, Dave Priscina, who played the violin solo and the orchestra.
Those themes from Naughty Marietta certainly bring back memories, don't they, Nelson?
Don't they, though, Jeanette? Mm. You were the runaway countess.
And you were the captain of the mercenaries.
And I called you Blue Eyes.
And I called you the mad mudlark of the Mississippi.
Yeah. And you were dressed in homespun.
And you wore a coon skin cap.
Even in that homespun, I knew you were an extraordinary girl.
Yes, and even in that coonskin cap, I knew you.
Extraordinary. I knew you were a countess in disguise.
Oh, did you, Nelson? How did you know?
I read the script.
So that's why you courted me all through the picture. You loved me for my title.
No. I loved you for your voice. And one of your songs I especially liked was
Don't tell me. I knew you liked it, so I chose it as my solo for this afternoon.
Now I like it better than ever. Jeanette MacDonald, the Electric Hour Chorus, and the Italian Street Song.
Could I return? Oh, joy, come near. No,
Thank you. Thank you, Jeanette McDonald. A while ago, you said these Naughty Marietta themes awaken a lot of memories.
Yes. Yes, they do indeed, Nelson.
Well, what do you remember best about that picture? The dialogue? The song?
No.
The love scenes?
No. The food.
The food?
Yes, we did a lot of eating in Naughty Marietta. Remember when we shot that scene with all the fried shrimp, and I simply stuffed myself with them?
Oh, yeah, and then director Woody Van Dyke called for several more takes of the same scene. He wanted different camera angles.
And I had to eat more and more shrimp in every take.
Uh-huh. Good thing you're fond of shrimp.
Fond of them? To this day, I can't look a shrimp in the face.
Miss McDonald.
No, Mr. Armbruster, please. I didn't mean anything of this.
All I was going to say, Miss McDonald, was that what about the scene on shipboard where you ate that gooey donut?
All 14 of them.
Yes, and now I can't look a gooey donut in the face either. Nelson.
Well, I'm glad you don't feel that way about songs. Seems to me every time we sat under a tree together, it was another love song.
Oh, I don't know. I recall one occasion like that when you didn't sing a love song.
When was that?
In Naughty Marietta. You and your scouts had just rescued a lot of us girls from a band of pirates. There we were, sitting around the campfires under a lovely southern moon. The setting was so romantic. And you began to sing about an owl and a bobcat.
Oh, you mean a hoot owl sang on a sycamore limb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the one. But why stop? Go ahead and hoot the whole thing.
All right, just for that I will. A hoot owl sang from a sycamore limb to wit. A bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad clean through.
The owl said, "Who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be.
With a
punching
meow.
And I'm pretty sure the owl knows better now. Oh, he knows better now. A hoot owl sang from a sycamore limb to wit. A bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad plain true.
The owl said, "Who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be. Oh."
The cat replied with a plunging meow.
Pretty sure the owl knows better now. Oh, he knows better. Could tell you how wonderful it is having you with us on the electric hour.
I'm enjoying every moment of it, Nelson. Singing some of the songs from our pictures. I wish we could sing them all.
So do I, but there just isn't time. So let's just bunch together some of our favorite songs in a medley. Hmm?
All right. And let's see how quickly our listeners recognize them.
Wanting you every day, I am wanting you. Every night, I am longing to hold you close to my eager breast. answer to.
Back in just a moment.
Nelson Eddy again. We want to thank Jeanette McDonald for joining us this afternoon. It's been a treat for all of us. And next week, Robert Ambroser, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be my good friend and accompanist, Theodore Paxson, recently returned from overseas. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.